right, we're in the middle of the sugya of Emir Lekvayek and Mesir Lahedjit. So what we learned yesterday from the Ran is that Lekvaya is Lav Dafka Hegdish, and that the word Lekvaya refers as well to Tzedakah, and that whatever the rule of Emir Lekvayek and Mesir Lahedjit is, it appears that it applies to tzedakah as well. So we had the question yesterday whether when somebody makes an amira to tzedakah, is that a kinyan to tzedakah? Does a mamish belong to tzedakah, the thing that he says he's going to give? Or is it a pledge? It's a promise, it's a tzivus, a neder. What is the din of Amir Lagvaya? Is it a din Kenyan or is it a din of a neder? This is the clair that we had yesterday. And we had a couple of nafkaminas. If the person dies, was one nafkamina. He said, I'm going to give this chetis to Hegdish. And then he dies before he does it. If you learn it's a neder, so Hegdish has no tviya. He made a neder, but he's dead. If you learn that it's a Kenyan, then it belongs to Hegdish. It's already Hegdish. If he died, it belongs to Hegdish. So I hope you still forget to. I wanted to get back to it. Kesef. Question is Amir. Shaz the Oil, Abayas the Hegdish. I'm sorry. Sev the Sefer Oil, okay. Okay. Remind me, I want the yesterday to get back to it as well. We'll come back to it. But by tzedakah we have this clair of the Ktais and others, if it's a kinyan or if it's a neder. And l'chayat and afkamina, the nekuda I mentioned to you at the end of shir yesterday, where somebody says he's going to give a certain money to tzedakah and then the money goes up in value. Well, not after money. Someone says he'll give a house to tzedakah. The time he said it, the house is worth $200,000. By the time he gives it, it's worth 300. Did he give 200 or did he give 300? Does it go according to the time he said it, or does it go according to the time that he gave it? If he holds his amir as a kinyan, so it goes according to what he said. And if you hold somebody buys a lottery ticket for tzedakah. Somebody buys a lottery ticket for tzedakah. He spends $1 on a lottery ticket. He buys it for tzedakah. Then it wins. He gets stuck $1 or he gets stuck $1 million. Maybe it'd be the same thing. There it may be different. If you made a kinyan for tzedakah's kin, tzedakah's kind of, he just said amira, he had a lottery ticket and he said it belongs to tzedakah or tef to tzedakah, and he wins. So then did he give the dollar to tzedakah? Did he give the winnings to tzedakah? It'd be the same shy. All these cases are basically the same thing. Does it go according to the time of the Amira, that's the Kenyan, or does it go according to the Nesina, that's the Kenyan? So we had yesterday that the Ktsais holds that it's a Neder. Ktsais nems on the Iker that it's a Din Neder. And the Machna Frayim nems on the Iker that it's a Din Kenyan. Even though the Ktsais is later there, Rishonim would disagree, but the Iker, the Ktsais says is that it's a Neder. And the Machna Frayim nems on the Iker is that it's a kinyan. So when you put away the complicated rayas, the simple rayas, I think the simplest raya we had that it's a neder was from the fact it could be shayil, it could be matir a neder. That seems to be the most obvious raya, that it's only a neder, because you could be shayil on the neder. You pledge money to tzedakah. If you have a pesach, you could be shayil. So if you can be shayel, that should be a raya that it's a din neder. Kim Masira sounds like a kinyan. Kim Masira lahedyet sounds like it's kind. What am I going to do? The Gemara says Amir Lekvaya Kim Masira. Kim Masira sounds like a kinyan. Which pasuk? The pasuk is the fiches of tzedakah. But the Ran says that the Gemara says the fiches of tzedakah. The Gemara, the Ran is mechadish that the rule of the Mila Gvar Kamsir Lahegid is derived from that, from the Picha Zutzar. So how do you know it's a Kenyan? I don't know how the Gemara knows it's a Kenyan, but the words of the Mila Gvar Kamsir Lahegid. I happen to bump into an answer to this. The Bichas Avram brings this Raya and he doesn't have a Terence. I happen to see in the Paradis Yosef in Parshas B'Shalach, it was like Ina Hashem Liyadi. He brings a tshuva from Rabbi Tal Ashkenazi, Kadmon, who holds that it's a Kenyan. And he asks, if it's a Kenyan, how does it help to be Shail? Amish Miskash. He answers that it's based on the concept you have later in the Masechta of Asi Dibur and Levatul Dibur. It's Taka Kenyan, but the Kenyan happens through a Dibur. Amira makes the Kenyan. So Asi Dibur and Levatul Dibur, later, the later words can come and be Levatul the previous words. So it was a Kenyan. Taka was a Kenyan. But the Kenyan was through Dibur. Asi Dibur and Levatul Dibur. The later Dibur is Levatul the earlier Dibur. And the Mela, the Kenyan is Ice Kenyan. The Kenyan is Bach. However, you're going to plug it into the Gemara. This is the way he answers the Raya. We can get into how he answers it in the Gemara. The truth is, the Shach says these words. The Shach says that it's a neder. He seems to say it's a neder. He says, "Had a shayel help kasasi diba vafel diba l'maynaf kamina." He says, "Let's say you pledge money to tzedakah, and you already gave it to the gabbai, and now you want to be shayel on your nether." So the Shach says it doesn't help, because being shayel works because of Asi Dibur and Vatal Dibur. And it says the Shach seems to be going that it's a Kenyan. And even if it's a Kenyan, Asi Dibur and Vatal Dibur, still you can be Vatal words. Let's say he gave it to the Gizba, so it's a Maisa, Loy Asi Dibur and Vatal Maisa. So this would answer this Raya. And the Maisa, we have a Kadmon. Tzal Ashkenazi is 500 years ago. So he's a Kadmon. He says that the way the Shoyal and Ezek to Sadaka works is Asi Dibur of Apple Dibur. So he seems, at least the Raya to the Tzais, that it's a Neder, which seems to be a strong Raya, because you can be Shoyal. So at least there's a Yishuv on it. There's a. It could be, because really the Shach's Ikar Kavana is to add the second Nekuda. Once you gave it, you can't be Shail. So it may well be the Shach could go both ways. But I just need to point to the Shach as far as the Rebbeinu Batal Ashkenazi is there. So, well, the Baal HaShikh look like this. That's what he was saying. Is that so I can't answer that because I don't know how Shach says once you give it. You see, this is more. No, once you give it, you did a ma'isa. Here, min hashamayim was chal a kinyan, or min hashamayim was chal a shem kli. So the kashin, you shouldn't be able to undo it. I don't know how to answer that. But my point though is that the kasha is asked, the kasha is answered, so it's not. I saw another raya that it's a neder, because when they're on the boat, Rabbi Gamliel gave the Maisaani to Rabbi Akiva with a Kenyan agav. If you hold Amir as a Kenyan, by Tzedakah, what was Rabbi Gamliel's problem? Let him go over to Rabbi Akiva. Why do you have to give him the land? Then I got the land. He'll be kind of the chitim. Then just say Bamira. I want those chitim to belong to these aniyim. That's why. What? That's why the sibulim. I mean. But what else can he do? Give him different land. What's Rashi about learning? The question is, why do you have to do a kinyan at all? The amira should have been enough. The Gemara is Shmaim Nabin Tziburin, Teretish Ani Hasim. So the Gemara is explaining why did he give that land, why not different lands? So Teretish, because Blech Lechukhin wanted to give him that land. But this is all because he had to do a kinyan. If he would not have had to do a kinyan. That's explaining why he would do that land as opposed to other lands. Why did he need a kinyan in the first place? What was he worried about on the boat? What was he worried about? So 2 months earlier, he didn't do it. Why did he do it a month earlier? Kech Blech Lechukhin. The point is now he had to be marked it, so he. Fine, but he didn't have to be marked it to them the chita muti and agav. He could have just. The fact that he said it should be fanim, it should be enough. So let me mark the karaka even if you're right. Somebody marked the kaka, but doesn't have to mark the chita with a kinyan aga. What's he need a kinyan aga for? He said Amir already, and the Amir is there. He didn't have to do anything more to do the Amir. He was saying an Amir. So. It's a real kinyan, it belongs to him. It's a real kinyan, it belongs to the army. It belongs to the army, or if it's a group of Amir, it belongs to the group of Amir. It's a real Kenyan. It's a real Kenyan. Mamish there. The owner dies, so it's there for it. Again, the right from Rav Gamliel, Rav Akiva is Rav Gamliel was looking for a way to be Makna Maisa Oni to the Aniyah. So he did a Kenyan Agav. So the question is, if you learn that it's a Kenyan, Amir is a Kenyan, what do you have to do Kenyan Agav for? Just say, alright, the money I have that I have to give for Maisa Oni, I'm now giving to the Kiva that he should distribute it to the Amir that he distributes it. Just say it. Once you say it, Amir the Baik of the Seal I did. So what do you need a Kiva for?
Why do you need anything?
He was in the boat. How's he going to give it to him? The problem was, the Tosa says, with his Mambiyur, he had to be Machnet before his Mambiyur, right? Where's the? Alright, could have done Kenyan. Alright, could have done other Kenyanim. The question is why they do other Kenyanim. Okay. Rav Moshe also has a piece on this Chakira in Chelek Aleph of Yeridaya. And Simin Kuf Nun Anach Gimel. Rav Moshe's Taylor, the Chakira, if it's Kenyan or Neder, in a whole different shayla. If you have Safik Tzedakah, let's say you have a Safik by Tzedakah. You have money, and the Safik is it Tzedakah money or is it my money? How do we look at Safik Tzedakah? You can look at it two ways. You can look at it, what do you say? If you have money that you're Misupik, 50-50 of it Tzedakah, what do you do? 50-50. I take my own money and I pledge money to tzedakah, and I don't remember. I have money in my pocket. I don't just have tzedakah money, it's someone else's money. It's not that I'm a pesheya. It could be that if I don't remember, maybe it's a pesheya. But let's say I'm not a pesheya. It's a bona fide safik or whatever the hesitance is. What? So you should have to give it because of. So Ramesha says. In Eitzi, you're right. But the din of Safi Tzedakah, Ramesha says, depends on whether promising money to Tzedakah is a din Isser. It's an Isser Dikadin. If it's din Isser, so Safi Isser Darais is Lachomer. Right? By Isserim, we say Safi Darais Lachomer. If it's a Kenyan, then it's a Shaila of Kenyanim. Was Hegdush kainit for me? Was the Tz'ani kainit for me or not? By Mamin we say, Hamaitzi Nechaveir El Avaraya. If the suffix is whether there was a kinyan or there was no kinyan, that's Hamaitzi Nechaveir El Avaraya. That's not suffix Isser, that's suffix kinyan. If the Amir is a kinyan, and you're a suffix if there was an Amir to be maxed. What? You don't have?
Well,
we'll get into the life. Maybe it works out. I'm talking about with Amira. We didn't get to Mashav yet. Okay? By Amira alone. When you're talking about Amira, if you have a Safik, if you made something tzedakah or not. Here, if you hold it that an Amira is a Kenyan, you're Masufik if you are Makna, that's a Safik Kenyan, that's Safik Maminis, Dr. Ramesh. Safik Maminis, the rule is, I'm making a Chaveira of Arai, I don't think it is a tzedakah. Stun. Not a certain. If you hold that it's a neder, then it's a suffix neder, it's a suffix iser, so it's a iser, the suffix iser the ras lochara. So what's the din by suffix tzedakah? It's actually in Shulchan Aruch says the Feirish. In Hilchot Tzedakah, simulation and test if A, that if somebody has mice and is misupik, he's chayiv litnei l'tzedakah. And it's Lashon Shulchan Aruch, that you must give it to tzedakah if you're misupik. The Gra, on that Shulchan Aruch, the Gra is Ais Tezvav, writes that in Mesech Tzchulin Luchif HaHepach, Dazlina Lakula, Kamay Bachal Safik Mamun. That's the language of the Gra. Dazlina Lakula, Kamay Bachal Safik Mamun. The Tzedakah is a Mamunistic Adin. And Dazlina Lakula, Kamay Bachal Safik Mamun. So it's a Machlokes Mechaber in the Gra. The Mechaber says Safik Tzedakah is Lachumra. It's a Din Isser. And the Gra holds that it's a Din Mamun. Safik Mamun Lakula. What? Suffolk varies maximum to tzedakah.
But if I own money,
you mean even if it's a Kenya, it should be a nether too? Is that what you're saying? Is it a nether? If I say. I mean, if it's a nether, it's not a Kenya. Maybe if it's a Kenya, it should be a nether anyway. Maybe if it's a Kenyan, it should be a neder anyway. What did I do? I said, Moizul Tzedakah. No. If I say the Lashon Neder, if I say Kainim, if I say Lashon Shvua, then it's a neder, for sure. But if I don't say Lashon Neder, I don't say Lashon Shvua. I just say, I'm giving this to Tzedakah. That's not a neder, unless you hold that it has the neder. The truth is, what? By where? Well, Pashtus it does. What? Shvuazu. Yeah, normally you do, but by Gevaya you don't have to. Ramesh Agrada brings is a Gemara in the Dorim Daf Ches, and it says, and this is a, again, it's a Gemara that I think people are over. Somebody says, I'm going to get up early tomorrow, I'm going to learn. Neder goda noda lelika Yisrael. The person says, I'm going to learn. It's a neder, even if it's extra learning time, even if it's lunchtime, or night time, the darn ches. You say, I'm going to learn, it's a neder. Someone tells you, goes living in his house, he says, this man, I'm going to learn. And on the way, he gets sidetracked. So it could be that when he gets sidetracked, he's not mechulim, because, I don't know, maybe on the way he finds out that, I don't know, he can go take care of something in his business, or, this is something which I'm speaking to you, it's not an aveir. But it says in the Gemara that it's a neder. Once you say, without Moshe neder, you say, Ashken, Ashana, Perekze, neder, Godel, neder, Lekei, Yisrael. So he says, I'm going to go learn. That's a desert in neder. As I said in Gemara. Rishonim are bothered. You know, what's the difference between a neder and a shvua? A neder is on a chesed. It's on a chesed. You say, this chesed should be asked for this. If you say, I'm going to do something, that's shvua. That's the Lashon HaGemara. Ha'aymer ashkim v'shana perek ze'eh. Neder gadol nadol lelkei Yisrael. What neder? It's not a neder, it's a shvua. You say to all the rest. Now, what's the Lashon neder gadol? It's not a neder, it's a shvua. So the Ran says, let's go have Dafka. Neder Shvua, Hanuach is basically the same thing. So when the Gemara says Neder Gargal, I mean Shvua Gargal. The Ramban, the Rashi, and the Rosh all say that it has a din neder, because since we find by Amir of Advaya that it has a din neder, so this concept of Amir of Advaya and Sir Lahedi is the Galatas that the Rabbanu Shalom has a din neder even if it's not on a chayfetz. If you say I'm going to give tzedakah, so that's a neder. Why is it a neder? It should be according to the rules, it should be shua. They say this is megala, amira l'gavaya, that it has a shem neder. Anything you say to that you're giving God, you're giving to Rabbi Mishlon Kaviyach. Just like a carbon is a neder, so everything else is also a neder. And that includes if someone says, I'm going to learn. Has it been neder? So Rashi brings from this Ramban, the Rosh, and the Rashba, they all say that it's a neder. The din of Amur L'Gvayi Kamsiyo is a neder. They're comparing it to learning. It would be a kinyan, that one thing you compare, was after with the making up to learn. They're saying, the Ram said, the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Rosh say, that when you say I'm going to learn, that's also Amur L'Gvayi Kamsiyo L'Hed. It also makes this guy. So it makes us chayvus, then Akorchasay holds it in neder, not a kinyan. Because if it would be a kinyan, it wouldn't be shy after going to learn. So Ramesh is toilet in this. So basically, I think most of the rayas are to the ketzais. Most of the pashtistic rayas are to the that it's a neder. This thing of Homer Okun Veshna. Perak Zu, Harry's a neder, that they compare to this Amir L'Gvayi, it's a right, it's a neder. It seems more obvious that it's a neder than it is that there's a kinyan, which is pretty much along the mahalach of the Ktzais. I think that's the way most people understand it, but I'm not sure. When you say, when you pledge something, well, pledging, if it's something ambiguous, not a specific thing, it's only a neder. But even if you say, I'm going to give this, I think most people understand that to be a promise and not a kinyan. Shabbos, the second part of it, the Ktzais is Chiddush, that you could be Mishana to another similar Tzedakah, that's a Chiddush, because that's like a second Chiddush. One Chiddush is that it's a neder. That could be, maybe that most guys can know that way. The second step of the Ktzais is that you could be Mishana with Tzedakah with Tzedakah, because when you say, I'm giving this house or this behemoth the Tzedakah, the part that's chal is the mitzvah part, to tzedakah. To which tzedakah, that's not part of the net. It's like cutting the hair in half, splitting your hair. You say, I'm going to give money to yeshiva plaid. That's the ktzais. That you can give money to a yeshiva, that's a net. Yeshiva plaid as opposed to a different yeshiva? What's the difference? It's a difference to the yeshiva, but it's no difference in mitzvah wise. So the neder is only chal on the fact that you're going to give to a yeshiva. Which yeshiva are you going to give to? That the ktzais seems to hold is not chal, and therefore the ktzais says that you could be mishana from one to another. So they're really two totally separate issues. First issue we discussed today is kinyan on neder. The second issue is in tinsel on the neder, could you be mishana?
No problem with that. He doesn't have a
so it can't be a Kenyan, but a neder it could be. I don't show the Bible. But if you say, I will give, that's beforeish. Look, she'ekne ednena zichra neder. It's only a neder. If it's money you don't have yet and you pledge it. So there's no question that that's a neder. What? You have it. You have something. You have to say a specific thing. I'm giving this thing to the doctor. Well, you put money in an account, you say the money in that account is fixed up. Yeah, then it has to be a designated. The truth is that this is all totally in Erechin on that Vav. It says, Befei Risha, Omer, Sela, Zul, with Staka. Ba'omer sela zul tzedaka. Actually, bali yad gabai mutal shanaisa. Beforeish, ba'omer sela zul tzedaka. Actually, bali yad gabai mutal shanaisa. The words seem to say the famish, like the Ksais is saying, you could change from one tzedaka to another. What? Well, the shanaisin has to mean that he says there's nothing mishanin. Right, but I have to say, the mishanin, Eifanart and Taisus, they're two pshatim in this Gemara. Rabbeinu Tam learns it's not talking about changing from one tzedakah to another. I'm a seller, zul tzedakah, but the shanaisin, Rabbeinu Tam learns it means that you're allowed to borrow it. If I have a dollar in my pocket, I'm going to give this dollar to tzedakah. I'm allowed l'shanaisa, means I could say, okay, I'll owe the dollar to tzedakah. Right now I need this dollar for whatever. I have to give a tip. Somebody knocks on the door, so I give them the dollar, and I'll pay tzedakah later. That's how Rabbeinu Tam teaches that Gemara. That's mutter? It's a big chiddush that it's mutter. Why? By where? Can't switch it because the oil of chal kedusha. Chal kedusha. There's no kedusha chal no money. The mechayer depends on the neder. It's a kenyan. It seems that Rabbeinu Tam holds that they're not kainy at that kind of. Then what does it mean with you allowed to borrow it? Why should I be allowed to switch it? Penguins like Harry Zoom. So, all right, I understand. Because you see, he has a designated dollar. His designated dollar. But since no Kedusha's Chal on it, that's why you're allowed to be Mishanet. Tzedakah is no Kedusha. Tzedakah is no Me'ilan Tzedakah. It's not Kedusha. It's a Tzedakah Tzedakah. There's no Kedusha on it. There's no Kedusha. It's a bit different, maybe. It would be saying, if this Kedusha, well, there's no Kedusha on Kufa, better Kabayas either. It's just Kedusha's Dami. Unless there's a different reason that you can't, because there's also Me'ilan. But there's no Me'ilah by Tzedakah. At any rate, this says, by the way, the other day someone asked me about a pushka. The question of whether you can borrow money from a pushka depends, and you're certainly allowed to borrow money you set aside. It depends if Caleb Shalkaina is kind of Bishus Max, and we had that elephant, right? The Lord said you put the four Caleb under the 4 feet of the elephant, you're kind of. So the Gemara says, "Shemayim got kashya kach, which is meichel kana." Cook the heap of baba baras. Rashi says, "So if the pushka belongs to tzedakah, if you hold kalef shalakeach is kind of bishus makna, then you put money in the pushka. It's nikna to the tzedakah, then you're not allowed to borrow it. If you hold that kalef shalakeach is not kind of bishus makna, or you hold that after giving out das kain that later on it'll be given to tzedakah, then you are allowed to be mishanet." Again, a person can certainly make it tonight, there's no question, but okay, so now we get to Rabbi Yashiv's Tshuva on this Indian. What? Oh, so there are two pshatim. One pshat in Taisus is Rabbeinu Tam, that's a borrow, and the other pshat is Rabbeinu Baruch, so it's taka to be mishana from one tzedakah to another. This is, it's not like this, what's pshat in the Gemara and Erech? Be Mishana, or then according to Ksais, if you hold you're allowed to be Mishana, why are you allowed to be Mishana? Because it's a Neder. So Ksais is explaining that. That is. Rabbi Yashiv deals with this Lamaisa. The Shana is whether to be Sana for the Ksais. The Ksais paskins with the Lashanas. It's stuck with tzedakah. Because the Ksais holds it's a neder, not a kinyan. The question is whether to be sonach on the Ksais. Rabbi Yashiv's tshuva is interesting tshuva, because it really deals with a number of inyanim in a relatively short tshuva. The Meister Shahaya there was somebody who pledged klafim to a shul. Somebody who pledged the person lived in Tel Aviv. In his shul, they learned Avtaira from the Chumash. So He pledged money for Clafford. In the meantime, somehow it schlepped. He wasn't able to get the Clafford written. So there were two gerulim. What happened? First, somebody said, you know what? Instead of giving the money for the Clafford, Befrat, he says, you're going to buy Klaf and they're probably not going to use it anyway. So better give it to the mikveh. So first he's mishane it for mikveh purposes. And he said he would be. He was masking. Then when he heard that if they brak, we're panicking Yevsky Davin, if they're trying to raise money for Klaf, he said, you know what, I'll give it over there. So the question is really two questions. First, when he was mishaneh to the mikveh, was that a shinoi? And second, when he was mishaneh from the mikveh to the other shul, was that a shinoi? It sounds like the mikveh is out of luck. It's the one asha. If you can't be mishaneh, so the first thing was mechal. If you could be mishaneh, the first to the mikveh, so you mishaneh a second time so it seems like the mikveh is out of luck. So Biyashu deals with it in a few pieces. The truth is, Biyashu in the first piece deals with that fact that usually, when someone gives a Sefer Torah to a shul, they don't mean that the Sefer Torah should be owned by the shul. Usually they mean it's their Sefer Torah and the shul is using it. But their intention is for it to be theirs. Stoma, he brings a Jewish son. So even that's Stoma the case. And the Stom, if somebody wanted to give klafim to a shul, he meant it to be his klafim that the shul will use. So maybe you can take it from that shul and give it to a different shul. So this, like the first two paragraphs of this shul are that if he meant for it to be his, the shul will use it, then there's nothing to talk about. It could certainly be Mishan. By Klafin, well... I'm not sure if the Matthias is that way. The people that give klafim mean for it to be the shul's klafim or that klafim. Klafim costs a lot of money. Klafim costs $5,000. Oh, yeah. But the set of klafim costs more than a secretary. A set of klafim could cost $35,000. Secretary could cost the same or more. Well, maybe you're right. Maybe not. Maybe they want, if they ever go to different shul, someone by us gave a Sefer Torah, and then he moved people to Muncie. He took it with him. If I have any or not. In our shul, we have klafim from the old Aguda of Crown Heights. Closed up. The klafim ended up by us. But it ended up first in a minion in Flatbush, and from there it came to us. About 20 years later, the person who wrote the cloth and called us, he wanted him back. I don't know how he tracked it down exactly. I guess he was finally in a shul where they wanted cloth in, so he wanted it back. So if he was right or not, I don't know. I told him that it's not mine to give away, it belongs to the shul. So go do the entire, you're going to have to prove it's yours. You have to bring aid, and I don't know you. I have cloth, and I told him that I need you. If it's yours, you can have it. But I don't have Bibles to give it away. So I didn't hear from him since then. But you see that people do have this machshav. Anyway, Biyashu deals with both stadim. The first two paragraphs deal with if it's still this person, there's no shayla. The third paragraph he says, "In kavanasay hayu lahagdish lebe'etz and the deal basic tesis legamri." He says, like you were saying, if I cared. So then he gets into the shayla. At first he pushes off that it's not a neder b'tos. Then he gets to the inyan of Das Rabbeinu Baruch. This Rabbeinu Baruch and Das Rosh Bavon Kama is that you could be mishan. The question is, do we paskin that way? Do we paskin that you could be mishan with stock or with stock? So he asks a kasha from a tisefta, which is a b'tosha, which is a sifter shulchan aruch. It's actually two places in Yeridai and Chayshim Mishpat. Again, the question is, what's the psak? What do the shanis with stucker with stucker? Does that mean you could change from one stucker to another, like the tzais is paskening, like the shito ben baruch? Well, no, that means you can borrow, but you can't be mishan, like the ben tam and like the nachman frey. is the following stiff in Shulchan Aruch. Ha'omer tenu masayim zuz. They say, if the Torah of the Beis HaKnesses, someone who's mitzava, take $200 of my money and give it to a Beis HaKnesses. He didn't say which one. Yidnu le Beis HaKnesses shehu ragil, yir shehu darshan. Yisum stoma, that he meant to give it to the Beis HaKnesses where he's ragil, where he normally davens in his city. That's a raya which way? Taraya. What? Taraya that you cannot be Mishana. Taraya that you can't be Mishana. Well, Shulchan Aruch says the case there is a Shchud Meiran. Somebody is a Shchud Meiran, so we say that Kol Divrei Shchud Meiran Ketzuvim Mesurim Da. When a person is a Shchud Meiran, that doesn't mean a will. A will is not a Shchud. A will is a person writes a will when he's fine. Shchud Meiran means he's already dying. He's within 72 hours that he's probably going to die. And we're afraid for Tiruf Hadas. We won't have the strength or the ability to make a Kenyan. So Chazal made a Gezeira that called Divrei Shchud Meiran Ketzuvim Lekum Surin Dab. The Gezeira of it are not like Sushaymin, but for our purposes, whatever Shchud Meiran says is like a Kenyan. So Shchud Meiran, certainly it's a Kenyan when he says give it to Tzedakah. Even if he says give it to a rich person, it's a Kenyan. So Shchud Meiran said give to a Beis HaKnesses. He didn't say which Beis HaKnesses. So we shuts up, there he does. We shuts up, he meant to give it to his Beis HaKnesses, the one he frequents the most in the city where he lives. That's what we give. So Zot to Rabbi Yashiv, that it seems that we're not passing like the Rosh. If you pass him with the Shas and Tzedakah with Tzedakah. So what's the difference? You meant this one, you meant that one. Why not come in? So what's the difference? Kenyan 2. Because his Amir was like a Kenyan, even though he didn't say this show. Let me just say, Rabbi Yashiv asked this kasha. He wants to bring from this araya that we pass in also Lashanais. We take it to the Mechnefraim, we take it to the Ptais. But you're saying, look in the paragraph of Tzarech Leina, you can't be. I don't know if he's quite saying that. He's asking a kasha again on the Shita of, again. Both Lashanas are Lashanas. The Rosh and Rabbeinu Baruch hold that it's written to be Mishanah with Tzedakah with Tzedakah. The Rabbeinu Tam holds, again, the Rosh and Rabbeinu Baruch hold it's Mitzvah. Rabbeinu Tam holds that it's awesome. The Tzai says it's Tali, it's in there, and he passed through the Kula. Now, if you pass through the Kula, it's Shver from this case. With the Shemir Rasei, give it to a shul, you have to give it to a specific shul. So he answers, Tzarech Leimer, Dizel Medin Shino Midas Bailam Nagulba. It's a bit of Shino Midas Bailam. I mentioned to you yesterday, when we talk about being Mishan and Tzedakah with Tzedakah, it does not include, if I go around and I say, I need money for Yankel who's making a chasid, and someone gives it to me, I don't mean I go to shul and no one heard of Yankel. I mean, I go to my shul, people know him, and I say, I need money for Pliny. And they give it to me, there's no shalom, you can't be Mishan. Because that's Shiva Midas Bailam, that's Gneva. The Bailam didn't give it to Tzedakah, they gave it to Pliny to Tzedakah. Kedekach, if you collect money for someone for Chasana, and there's extra money, more than he needs for the Chasana, you're supposed to give him the extra money. You're supposed to give it to him, the extra money. So if you designated it, then it's Chal. So the Yashiv is saying that it could be the Icarus Taka, like the Rush and the Ktzais, that you're allowed to be Mishana. In the other case, you can't be Mishana by Shchud Meiran. He says, Yom Adin Shina, who does Bailam Nagubah. That's Al Shina, who does Bailam, that everyone's made. If the Bailam had a specific Das, then it's Canadian. He can't do different than what he had in mind. So if he says this teretz, he ends off our kopanim the mikra zuri shebeis knesses. So you have the incarnate divine mitzvah, the hukashenish beis knesses, He says, in this case, certainly it's his das. What was his das? He wanted to give to his shul. What was his original das? Certainly it should be used. If they're not going to use it, there's not a shul that will use it. So Rishai, the Maestrom, he passed him for Kula. What I wasn't clear about in his ending, because of these two ending paragraphs, does he need to pass in Lakula Lagamri? So we pass like the Tzais. I add a Kasha, so I answer the Kasha. Now I'm going to pass like the Tzais, and you can always be Mishana, except when it's Shimon Bidai Tzais. Or does he mean that in this case, where it was really his original das to give a cloth to be used, and since the Dutch will not be used, so therefore it's included in the original deal that he could be Mishana? What do you hold you could be Mishana if it was equal? That's not clear to me from this truth. Am I being clear? Rabbi Yosha passed into you could be Mishana. In this case, you could be Mishana. In the last paragraph of the Tshuva, he writes, you could be Mishana, B'mikruzu. B'mikruzu, Shabbasik, Rosh Ha'yo, the Inkar, B'nevi, and B'tzibu. V'ruk, Shehigdish, Babay, Ritzaynai, V'kavanasa, Shiyokar, and B'tzibu. Hari Pashin, Shirushay, and Maisa, Maisa, Knesset, Zachar. So, is Rabbi Yashiv saying, either he's saying the Tassanak Tzais, you could be, he had one Kashan the Tzais, and he answered it. So he's Tassanak Tzais, you could be Mishan. Or is he saying that I don't know if he's Tassanak Tzais, but in this case, where it's included in his original Das, that they be used, here you could be Mishan. You see, this question, it's not clear to me how the Pesach is. If he's passing it to Tzais or he's not. He's definitely passing it to Tzais in a case where it's part of his original das. What about any other case? Again, his original das is not should be used. And since the Maisa, they're not going to use it in the shul. It should be mined from. What else do you go with it? Yeah, but the switching, like I told you, Munashah, that he says right away, the mikvah is no shah. If you can be Mishana, so you can be Mishana to the mikvah from the mikvah. If you can't be Mishana, then the mikvah is not to you. So that's again, when we walk away from this Ran and the Ktzais is saying it could be Mishana from Tzedakah Tzedakah always, unless it's a Shiloh, like I said, Gemeva from the donor. But otherwise, it can always be Mishana. My issue, my suffix is he passed by the Ktzais? Is that his intention? He just about for the most of it, adds something in the last paragraph. Or is he not casting him like the Tzais? He's just saying that in this case, where we go past the Das Hanoide, Das Hanoide was it should be read from. And that Shulah won't be read from, and this Shulah will be read from. Certainly his original Das was, that'll write it. If it won't be read here, I'll take it somewhere else. So this is the Kuda. I'm not clear about what Rabbi Yashiv meant. I had three or four reasons to say that we don't pass him like the Tzais. That's his first two paragraphs. That's clear. Okay, that's true. But now we're talking after paragraph 3. Now, I had three or four reasons not to pass Malach the Ktzais. One is that the Chachmas Adam in Klal Kuf Mem Ches Ois Yud Aleph seems to me is passing like the Machne Ephraim. The second thing is that there's a different Ktzais in Siman Pei Zayin Ois Chaf Aleph where he seems to be Seser himself. In this piece he passed in that you're allowed to be Mishanek since it's an Eder. And then there's only on the Tzedakah. There's another Ktzais which is asked as a steal in the Ktzais himself. Third reason is that there's a Tshuva in the Pri Yitzchak, Siman Nun Aleph, that says that even like the Ktzais, unless you're allowed to be Mishan, but you're still in the Chusri Emunah. You're still, like I told you once, if you promise someone I'm going to sell you something, you're allowed to back out. But you're not allowed to back out. You're not supposed to do it. Indeed, Chashimish, you can back out if you promise something. I shouldn't say promise. If you tell someone, I'll sell to you. So indeed, Chashimish, you can back out. He can't force you. but it's mechusar amunah. A person not supposed to do it. So Priyitzchot says that if you say I'm going to give money to this tzedakah, then we're mishana to another tzedakah. So Ktzos says he could do it. Ktzos means technically he could do it itself. But you're still mechusar amunah, you're still promised it to a certain tzedakah. Chusur Abuna means he's not a trustworthy person. Chazal calls such people not trustworthy. Okay, so he died with men. In the Yosha's case, he didn't. I'm sorry. In Yosha's case, even if it's sold with Chusur Abuna, in Yosha's case.
Right.
Okay. And the fourth thing was there's a truth in the Mesh of Dover without being Mishana. And he takes a very hard line on being Mishana. His case, you would think, is like a no brainer. His case is someone pledged candles for the shul for a year. Neiros, it used to be in Europe, it was considered a fashion thing, we pledged the neiros for the year. During that year, gas lamps came out. And they switched, the shul wanted to switch to gas lamps. So he has a shayla to the person who pledged money for the candles, and that shul now give money for the gas lamps. To me, it would seem like such a double pasha, but it's come out the same thing. And it is even the same thing. Just because he said notice, and the Mishnah Torah says, but 1 minute, there's a Gemara. Somebody says, I owe shachar, I mean, I say in the English, he's not given a white aisle. He says, give her a black goat, he can't give her a white goat. So it's, you can't be Mishnah. Let me just say, Taisa says on that Gemara of Ayol and Love on Shachar. Taisa says it means that there's a tzad inferiority to the second one. There's a tzad ma'ala and a tzad inferiority. The value could be the same. You have two things that are, have the same money value. One has one ma'ala, one has another ma'ala. So the Mesha Dabba claims, he says, Gears is better in one way. Maybe it's worse in another way. So he's the Supik in this case. Which he seems to take it with a big chaimer. He doesn't bring the tzais, he doesn't bring the gemara, the rabbinatam of the rush. Seems a form of kindness where I had a difficult job with this thing. So I don't know if we pass like the tzais, if we don't pass like the tzais. Bottom line, it's a tzais of Kiddush. That's a neder, and two things, like I said, it's a neder and it could be Mishana. If we pass it, so I don't know. In this type of case, if we ask this type of case, we do. But otherwise, a very rough should be argued if we're going to pass the one. Now, the last Nakuda is here in Dargah Sashri, the Mordechai, both, who's Mechadish, that Machshava Lagavaya Mitztaka is also binding. If you have Mashavah with stuck, it's binding. The language in the Gras Hashri, Rav Hai Kosav, Koine Bamiro, Hu Adim B'Mashavah, Bamiro Dvayet, and Masir Lehed. That it applies to Mashavah as well. So this, and the Ramah brings it, Yilchus Tzedakah. So Mashavah, you hear what's happening? We have this phrase, Amiro Dvayet, and Masir Lehed. So first, the Ktzai says, first around says, L'gvaya is locked after Hegdish. L'gvaya means Tzedakah too. Then the Ktzai says that Kimisira is also locked after. Kimisira means a Kenyan. So he says, no, Kimisira is locked after. So L'gvaya is locked after, Kimisira is locked after. And now Rav Hai says, Amira is also locked after. Amira is locked after Amira, not Shava too. So you have your four words, Amira, L'gvaya, Kimisira, L'hegid. Amira is locked after, it's not Shava also. Amira. Well, if Amira is a Kenyan, then you're right. Even the one of Baltim Sulam ahead yet means it's a Kenyan, then it's the Machshava Sulam, not a Kenyan. Then you're right. Amil is right in Sulam ahead yet. It's Dafka. Dafka Amil is a Kenyan. Machshava is not a Kenyan. Machshava isn't there. No, the whole Machshava is a Kenyan. No, I don't think that was Machshava is a Kenyan. Da'al Lecha B'chidusha. But according to the way we're when they're gone, you see what's happening? The Amil word is Lav Dafka, it's Machshava too. The Lekvaya is Lav Dafka Hegdish. It means Tzedakah. Not only Tzedakah, but it means even, according to the Ramban and the Rosh and the Rashba, it means even promising to learn. It's also Lekvaya. And Kimisira, which is really the biggest kasha, if you hope it's a Nebel, not a Kenyan, the language. Amil Lekvaya, Kimisira the Hegdish, why not Kimisira? It's not Kimisira the language, it's not a Kenyan. It's a strange thing. The hedge is always a hedge. The hedge doesn't reach. So this is what we come away with. Tomorrow I'm going to learn the Gemara on the top. There is a stifler on this first Gemara. I think it's Simchat Zayin in the Kiddush Yachid.